Welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula Gordon. People travel everywhere today. There's an increasing threat that they're carrying unwanted baggage, viruses. Our guest is Dr. C.J. Peters, Chief of Special Pathogens at the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, in Atlanta. Dr. Peters is deeply concerned that we don't recognize the danger of viruses. He's worried about viruses we once thought were conquered, and about new viruses which are emerging. Dr. Peters is not an alarmist, but he does want us to wake up to the twin threats of wild viruses and threats from terrorists who could very easily use viruses with disastrous effectiveness.
There is a problem out there that you should be able to sleep at night, but when you wake up, you ought to worry just a little bit, and you ought to get some insurance. I mean, the guys
insurance
who,
like what?
Well, insurance like surveillance, research, the counter-terrorist effort, not begrudge the military the means that they need to go on and develop their countermeasures against biological warfare as well as chemical and nuclear. In other words, some of these problems we can nip earlier rather than later.
Dr. Peters is a medical doctor who has also worked with the Army and the U.S. Public Health Service. For 30 years, he's battled hot viruses all over the world. Dr. Peters led the team that contained the outbreak of Ebola in Reston, Virginia, just one of the very scary stories he tells in his book, Virus Hunter. Virus Hunter is a heck of a good read about an important subject. So Bill Russell and I invited Dr. Peters and a select group of people to join us at the Commerce Club in downtown Atlanta. As you may hear, the Commerce Club was a very busy place that night. Dr. Peters, we talk a lot on this program about living in a time of great change. Well, it turns out, as you describe viruses, they're sort of the champions of change. They know how to do that. They're quite adaptable. Before we go get off into all of the wonderful things you have to talk about, tell us about viruses. Viruses, to most people, are things you get a sniffle, you feel poorly, and then you get better. Tell us what's a virus so that we can then talk about all the things that are involved with being a virus.
I think it's great just to start with the basics because a lot of people don't realize how different viruses are from most other life forms. They're not even really alive in one sense. I mean, they're just a piece of genetic code, which, as you know, could be RNA or DNA. That piece of genetic code is wrapped in some kind of envelope that protects it from the environment and also serves to dock with cells that they can infect.
Dock?
Dock, like a ship docks.
Like clicking in, huh?
Or, yeah, like your portable computer docks with your home station or, you know, mirror docks with this and that.
Okay.
So they have to be protected, and then they have to get inside cells. And that outer coat is part of what protects them, or it's all of what protects them, because the nucleic acids are very sensitive to being torn up. And that also determines where they're going to dock, because they can dock better with some cells than others. And that coat is what determines their docking potential.
Yeah, they sound fragile.
They are, but there's lots of them. I mean, they have one of these strategies for reproduction, unlike elephants with a very long gestation period and a few offspring. They're more like ants, or taken even further than ants. They have a very short gestation period and many, many, many offspring. Mm-hmm. And you just hope that one or a few of them will make it someplace.
Their job is to replicate, yes?
But the key thing is that they have to keep going. And if they don't, then they're gone. They die out. And this swarm strategy is useful to them because of their rapid turnover and because they mutate frequently when they replicate. In other words, they don't replicate as faithfully as we do when our genome turns over.
So they don't keep their same genetic makeup of what, 7,
well,
8, 9, 10, 12?
Less than, it's a little, the emphasis is a little different. This may seem overly subtle, but I think it's really important. They're mutating, these mutations in general will not be very helpful to them in a given environment. But if they change their environment and there are other demands for survival, then these mutations give them the opportunity to survive.
So like if they started out living in monkeys and wanted to go live in humans,
there would probably be changes as they would adapt and become more efficiently ensconced in the human race.
Do viruses make something sick? Is that always what a virus
no,
does?
No, they don't have to make anything sick at all. But they can't grow by themselves. So they infect a cell in some host. And, you know, there are animal viruses and plant viruses. Even bacteria have viruses. So they infect a cell, and they have to take over that cell. And sometimes they take over the cell in a very subtle way, and hey, there may be some changes that we don't even catch on to. I mean, that cell may get older faster or so on, but it may not have any overt changes. Or it may have some very obvious changes in function and not work right, or the virus can just blow it away. It depends on the virus-cell interaction.
You know, I was thinking about this, trying to sort of work my way into thinking like a virus, and it's not hard. It is not guaranteed that a virus will survive, or that a virus will win, but they're almost guaranteed not to lose, which is a powerful tool. And I'm really thinking from the evolutionary standpoint, they are going to find a niche one way or another just by that sheer replication, aren't they?
That seems to be the case. And we certainly have a lot of diversity in viruses. I mean, they're just part of life. I mean, we shouldn't think of them as just diseases. They're part of life. And some of them are not harmful at all to their host, and they only make trouble when they get over into another host.
We're going to come back in just a minute with Dr. C.J. Peters, who is the chief of special pathogens at the CDC. We're going to talk about viruses. We're going to talk about what viruses do and what they don't do, and there are lots of implications for where we are and where we're going. Please stay with us. Bill Russell and I are here at the Commerce Club with invited guests, and one of those guests is Dr. C.J. Peters. We'll be right back. This is the Paula Gordon Show.